Radio friends, I bring you the season's greetings from my family and the entire members of the Master's Vessel Ministry. May the grace offered by the Lord of Resurrection be yours in this season. Our topic today is, who will roll away the stone? Who will roll away the stone? Our text is taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 7. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 7. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, and on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for raising him from the grave. By that action, you gave us hope that we shall also be raised from the grave. You have demonstrated to us that you are the resurrection and the life. As we consider one of the benefits of your resurrection, grant us a listening ear and a believing heart. Encourage us to also believe that you can roll away the obstacles on our way as we live for you on a daily basis. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Radio friends, one of the benefits we derive in the Easter celebration is to be reminded of the riches that accrued to us when he resurrected from the grave. One of such benefits is that any barrier to our happiness and eventual unity with our Master Jesus can be removed or rolled out of the way. From generation to generation, God will continue to remove barriers that pose threats to his will. As you listen to this message, put your imagination into high gear. What is that barrier standing between you and God, between you and your wife, that has prevented family harmony? Why are you contemplating divorce, a thing God hates? What is the barrier that hinders you from living a victorious life? No stone placed by a human being or evil spirit is more than the risen Jesus. Let's consider this topic in four areas. Number one, we'll be looking at unnecessary anxiety. We shall also be looking at the size of the stone is immaterial. We'll look at the third topic as the Lord is my helper. And then we'll consider you may have a responsibility to perform. Unnecessary anxiety. The women in our story, we are going to the graveside to anoint his body. This was a kind of rudimentary embalmment known in those days. But there was this great barrier which they knew about. They must be commended anyway for even attempting to go. Somehow it seemed they believed that the barrier would be removed. In our contemporary times, some people will not even attempt to go unless they have an assurance of how the stone will be rolled away. The problem was not the stone alone, but in Matthew chapter 27, the Bible says that the chief priests and Pilate ordered that the stone be sealed to the tomb itself. Nothing could get in and nothing could get out. The religious leaders had earlier obtained permission from Pilate, the governor, to secure the tomb and set guards on the site. The women had genuine reason to be anxious. But the beauty of the knowledge available to us now is that the same Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. He said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor what your body will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubic to his stature? That's unto verse 34. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your Father in heaven, your heavenly Father, knows that you need all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow we worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippian believers, in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In verse 7, he said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Radio friends, if you are still dominated by anxiety, you are a champion in warring. You have not learned the lesson of the resurrection. If you are at that level of asking who will roll away the stone, how will it be rolled away? Where will it be rolled away to? When will it be rolled away? Come on, fellow believers, learn a lesson this season. The Marys experienced it first. We can leverage on them, on their experience, and rise above them. Carry out the activities, the Bible says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, tell God your issues. God has a plan of rolling away the stone. Radio friends, I said, and it is not necessarily I, but the word of God says, God has a plan for you, plans of good, not of evil. Number two, let's look at the size of the stone, which of course is immaterial as far as God is concerned. Notice that the stone was huge, and to compound it, the government of the day sealed it and placed guards on the site. For the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's, and the people and all that are in them. Again, the government is upon his shoulders. Friends, watch and see when government policies run counter of his will and purposes, the will of God will prevail. No problem is bigger than God. No sickness or disease is bigger than God. There is enough and sufficient grace available to the child of God to keep moving until he enters heaven. No stone should hinder you from experiencing your own resurrection. Hear the language of a conqueror. In Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26, he says, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Radio friends, if you are still at the level of anxiety you were last year, you are not growing. Rise up and grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is your helper, the Bible says. Before the Marys arrived at the tomb site, God has despised an angel who came down from heaven and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. I love that so much. It was a demonstration of power and authority. In our slang, the angel was asking, who born dog? Who is pilot? Who are the guards? Of course, they all ran away in terror. Where was the government seal? Death could not hold our Lord Jesus captive. Did you notice that all throughout the illegal trial that took place, in the night, there was no angel, even unto the crucifixion. Then early morning on the first day, heaven acted. It indicates God's timing. No stone can exceed his time of stay. Friends, watch out. Heaven will soon act and roll away that stumbling block. You may have a responsibility to perform. There was such a stand at the tomb of Lazarus when it was time to raise him by our Lord Jesus. He said to his disciples, take away the stone. There is a partnership required in removing stones out of the way. You must learn to take responsibility. The disciples and others acted promptly, rolled away the stone. Then Jesus called out Lazarus. No other person could do that except him. Radio friends, this Easter is strategic in God's plan for you. I believe God that certain issues will be settled in your life. Do you know you can roll away the stone of unbelief, the stone of low commitment, the stone of worldliness, which is holding you down, the stone of entrenched sin, which will not attract the help of heaven? How long will you hang on double opinion? You think that is the lifestyle that can guarantee help to you? Radio friends, roll it away. You have not experienced the best yet. Heaven is ready to help you. Pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life to you. I give up my anxieties. Help me in Jesus' mighty name. I want to pray for you. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as many as have heard this message and are taking necessary steps to trust you, give them help. Roll away every stumbling stone on their way. May they experience the peace that is above all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.